going into those season as going into the next season with Suggs, Simons, Wagner, and Paolo. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good core. And then as for the center, I'm not sure. It was kind of like a mixed bag with their center play this year. Wendell Carter had some signs, had his flaws. And then they also have Mo Wagner and Gogo Badazzi. You just got to ask yourself if that's good enough. You just got to ask yourself if that's good enough to, like, really make a, like, a difference in the East, because the goal isn't to be a 6 seed. It's supposed to be, like, top 4 seed this year. Because I think that was the plan coming into the season, and, like, injuries and shooting played a part. But, yeah. Centers, we'll see. Jared Allen on the mat. I don't know. I kind of didn't have any center options for the Magic, but yeah. Kind of excited for the Magic. Also, they should definitely hire some offensive assistant coach, because offense needs a little like jump start, a little spice. Because if I got to see Paolo take another like 20-footer, like, I don't know. He actually has to cut those out, because he takes way too many mid-range shots. Yeah, he needs mid-range shots. And Franz Wagner, I don't know where his three-pointer went, but it's just not great. And he's really going to have to figure that out. Yes, they have the issues. They'll figure it out. I'm kind of talking myself into the Magic this offseason going into next season, but a lot of time. But they're in a good spot, though. They're in a good spot.
Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Positive. that check. Smile on my face. Ain't paying shit. Come and get checked. Ice on my neck. Got roll on wrist. She in the sky. Hell of a cat. Push out the church. Falling in Paris.
Yeah, I'm spinning in Paris. That's for these. They finna. Just for my fun. It's all that pop. I'm busting it. I'm feeling ill. I'm busting it. All on my viewers. I
feel like the rock.
Ever since I was a kid, I've been legit. Yeah. If I was you, I would cut up my wrist. Yeah. Exotic all over her body. Oh. She just wanna roll and I don't mind it. Yeah. Ever since I was a G, I've been like G. Nah. You should let her go, she wanna be it. Double O tatted on her body. Yeah. It don't matter what they say, I'm timeless.
Whoa, yo, work with me, sub me, whoa, kill the is untragic.
Damn, yeah, where'd you find this?
That was Poof by Pierre Bourne. Let's get to more all seasons. Because honestly, there's no football to talk about. Football, it's kind of, man. Yeah, I'm just kind of not a thing till like July anymore. So, with that being said, let's get to the LA Clippers. After what I said was a poor defeat. Why am I so loud? Yeah, they just weird loss, but they lost. Their core pieces is Kawhi. I don't think he's going anywhere. Played at like an MVP level again since he's been back, which has been great. Zubats. And then I have a lot of question marks. But honestly, the biggest question is what to do. What to do if you're the Clippers? Because they're kind of at a point where it's like, can this team realistically get better? Like, are we throwing any picks and players to get someone? They don't have any picks. They don't have any players. Let me double check if maybe they've gained another swap in the last few years, because the Thunder trade is like starting to run out. But they don't really have too much of things. They actually own their unprotected, I'm pretty sure they own an unprotected 28 swap to the Sixers for James Harden. So it's kind of like, oh, we really don't even have a lot of our own stuff. So yeah, it's kind of like where they are. I was trying to multitask and look at picks, but my laptop's too big. But yeah, they don't own a lot of their picks. And there's like not really a benefit in trading Kawhi, because, and I was trying to word this earlier, but I just think the benefit of having him is just higher than the benefit of just getting picks for him. Like, I don't know, like, your ideal outcome of keeping Kawhi is way better than your ideal outcome of just trading him, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't know what picks you could possibly get for Kawhi. That he's, what, 31 with the injury concerns. But when Kawhi's healthy, which he was an MVP-level player. So it's just, you'd rather keep him. But the other players, I don't know. Harden's contract situation is kind of an interesting one. He has a player option for 37 mil. About 37 mil. And we'll see what he does with that. I'm not sure if he, like, could he just accept the player option and he's a one-year deal, turns into an expiring, maybe the Clippers end up trading him, which I don't even know if the value is high at this point because of his exquisite playoff history. On the other hand, maybe he could extend. Maybe he declines the player option and what, you sign into like a three-year, $100 million deal. Is that like a thing? Not a three-year $100 million deal. A three-year $75 million deal. But I don't know. They have a lot of avenues with James Harden, but he's either on the team or he's not at this point. kind of what it is. Maybe they trade for like a fringe all-star. I'm not sure how open you are to trading Zubats. He did have a career year. What do you do with Norman Powell? He's up for a contract extension. Are you extending him? Are you extending him for like 3 years? What was the number I saw? 110 or whatever? No. Yeah, 3 years, 110 or whatever. Derrick Jones Jr. is still on the team. I don't know. This is like the only team that is kind of like, it's either you run it back, you maybe trade for a star that's on the market. Jaren Jackson, I didn't mention. I think he's on the market. Or one of the Grizzly stars. Not saying that's a destination for the Clippers, but so you get what I mean. I don't know. I think for the Clippers, this offseason is just one whole question mark. But let's go a little more optimistic. The Pistons. Great year. A-plus year, I think. Made the playoffs. Lost a hard-fought series to the Knicks. But I will say, future's up. Future's looking bright. Cade Cunningham, All-NBA player. The only question now is he a bona fide number one option? But you got nothing but time to figure that out. Jalen Duren, only 21 years old. Second half of the year, I want to say last 50-ish games, he played like a real, real good starting center. Rebounding the ball. But I will say, as a person who watched him a lot during the playoffs, he has brick hands and he needs to figure that out. And he does a lot of dumb fouls, but he is 21. So I think he's a cornerstone. Jaden Ivey, we haven't seen him in months. And he was in the middle of a career year, like hitting threes and stuff. And so that contract extension is going to be an interesting thing. And then Asar Thompson. I really love Asar Thompson. One of the best defenders in the league. It's all about him hitting corner threes and hitting free throws especially. But I do think he's one of the cornerstones for the franchise. And then we'll see what happens with Ron Holland. Didn't play too much. Showed some flashes. Showed other flashes of him, you know, throwing down with some people. But I do like Ron Holland. But yes, for the Pistons, just stick to the plan. Don't let this success fool you into thinking that you got to make this move now. I don't want to see any picks. Like, I don't want to see 3 first-round picks traded for some star. Do you really want to be in this whole Giannis trade mix? Like, just stick to the process. If you want, I'm not saying not upgrade your team, but just upgrade it around the margins, because I do think, like, this team is 1 year removed from honestly, this is like the first offseason of them being good. Like, last year, they were coming off an 18-win year. So, like, yeah, just like I said for the Magic, don't shop thirsty. Just be okay. Just upgrade the team, upgrade your needs, go into next season. What's the plan? Spacing. Got to keep your spacing. But what does that mean for the vets? Because Beasley, Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris, they're kind of like the heroes of the season. They really saved this team from last year, which is being great shooters all around. And what do you do with them? Malik Beasley is a free agent. Anything more than like $15-16 million a year, it's kind of a lot. So they really got to be worried about being priced out. Tim Hardaway Jr., Dennis Schroeder, I think those two can return on like cheap deals, like maybe like $8 million here, $12 million there. But I do think that'd be cool. But Malik Beasley, try to re-sign him. But once we start getting to like mid-teens, high teens, I think you got to move on. Definitely get some wings off the bench, some like vets. who can, like, maybe like 6'7", who can play some defense. I think Ausar Thompson's kind of like the only one who can really, who you can like really call on to be an elite defender. Ron Howland has potential, but he's like 19 years old. So yeah, it's all about upgrading the wing room. They're kind of at a point where they just don't know what this team is still, because everyone is so young, like Ausar and Jalen Duren. So I do think getting more vets, but we'll see like if they can like really upgrade from the vets that they do have with like Tim Hardaway Jr. Like maybe you turn that into, who's a really good player? I can't think of many good players, but just stick to the plan. Make Jaden Ivey the upgrade for the offseason. I think we need to see a full year of him, starting with Cade. Him, can he hold up his 3-point shooting? Can the defense be good? Having a full year of JB Bickerstaff and not the man I won't name. And yes, the goal, keep your picks. Don't be thirsty. Go into next season. You're still in like kind of the evaluation mode of seeing who's going to be here in the next 3 years. So that's where they are. But A-plus season for the Pistons. All right. And last but not least, the Houston Rockets. Why'd I turn off my phone? Another like A season for them. Second seed. A lost tough series to the Golden State Warriors in 7. But Warriors almost blew a 3-1 lead. But again, we have score pieces. I think Amen Thompson is the cornerstone of this franchise. He's the best player on the team. I've kind of thought this way since January. Yeah, he's not going anywhere. The other guys, Fred VanVleet. I don't know how he weaseled his way into the starting point guard job next year, but the more I think of it, he's probably going to be the starting point guard of this team next year, just because he's just a stable player. Knows how to run the pick and roll, knows how to get guys involved, and I'm not sure if Amen Thompson can really do that. I think he's more of like a forward, power forward type player, which honestly makes your team faster if Fred VanVleet's your point guard and Amen Thompson's your power forward. So that's the whole guard thing. And then Steven Adams, he's a free agent. We'll see if he resigns. He was really, really good. And then Tari Eason, I'd keep. Jabari Smith Jr., it would be nice to keep him. I think he's really young. I think he still has a bit of untapped potential if he gets minutes. And then Sengun, we'll see what happens. I'll get into that. But like, it's not like a secret that the Rockets are in the mood for a star. Like, that's the goal. But it's just like, how do you balance keeping a star and trading your, how do you balance keeping your stars or keeping your players and your picks and trading for stars? Because you need this team to be good. You need this team to be good when you get these stars. So that's something that they have to figure out. I think they gotta come up with a package that they're just willing to give out and try not to deviate from that package, because the minute you start getting into a bidding war with teams, and now you gotta throw in a 2028 pick and a 2030 pick swap, that's when we start playing with your future, and that's never a good idea. But yes, the plan, got to get a number one option. The goal would be Giannis or Devin Booker. I think that's plan A. Kevin Durant, I'm just not sure how good you feel about Kevin Durant being the best player on your team right now, because he's 37. But if you're in the mood for Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, and keeping like some of your cores, then maybe you could talk me into that. But I think Giannis and Devin Booker are plan A. But yes, don't empty out your assets. I think you got to keep your assets, because you need like ways to upgrade this team 3 years down the line. They have to hire maybe an offensive assistant coach. Ime is great, and he's a great coach. I think he really, like, this team is in a much better place than it was 2 years ago before he took over the team. But he's not the most offensively gifted coach. I think you can definitely get someone in to spice things up a little bit. Must improve the shooting. Guys are kind of inconsistent. Some of their best guys aren't good free throw shooters or shooters in general. Haven't even mentioned Sengun. He is definitely not untouchable in trades. I think for the right trade, if the Bucks want Sengun for Giannis, putting Sengun in a trade for Giannis, I think Amen Thompson is the only real untouchable. But yeah, we'll see who the cornerstones are. I think Amen's the only one. Amen and Freddie. We'll see what happens with Fred VanVleet's contract extension. But you probably do extend him, I think, just to have a real safe point guard option. Because I'm not sure. I mentioned this with the pick and roll stuff. Oh, and I did look at the numbers. Not too great with the man as a ball handler. So I do feel good about Fred VanVleet. But yeah, all about stars. We'll see if they do miss out on the top stars. Does that mean they're in the market for like a Ja or like, I don't know. It's just like, if you do miss out on plan A, what's plan B or C, and how different does this team look if you go to plan B or C, and what's the downside in just trading Jalen Green for somebody and running back the same team again without him in like place for like another player who can score a lot of points. But I don't know, a lot of questions. But that's why the offseason is great, because a lot of questions get answered soon enough.
Chasing a kitten, but really I'm stressed. This car get the whip, and I'm whipping, I'm revving my engine. They sending me texts. If I don't reply, then they out of the trip, and I'm copping a ticket. I'm getting some distance, blow me some kisses.
Sometimes I feel
bustin' my teeth, I can't go to the dentist. I'm making decisions with no consequences. Please don't call me shallow, I'm sensitive. Running away with these Benjamins. TSA like,
oh, it's him again.
Sometimes I feel
walking, ain't no stressing, you see. They say I'm what they say, and I'm the same.
off the intuition, that's what I got. Many people wondering what's up with him, but do they know Scott? And with some new dreams and a sexy mama. Oh, I see, let's play. The sky is blue, I'm fine. I'm playing and I'm laying on the beach cooling out. Asking myself, are you happy? And I might think this is the problem. The things I thought I needed, please. Found my peace, so ain't no turning back. Whoa. The days, the weeks, the time, it all seems to go. It's okay, I always say, relax in the moment, you know. Let's play. The sky is blue, I'm finally been dreaming of this for a while. The sun is shining, blinding, swimming in this place of mine. Help me out, past that blood, my guy. We're all on a quest to climb and we're on our way. The sky is blue, I'm finally been dreaming of this for a while. The sun is shining, blinding, swimming in this place of mine. Pressure on me, walking in, I'm stressing, you see. They're saying what they're saying, I'm just saying, and what you think. Here's so much the people talking. On my way, this blunt won't smoke itself. I really tried to understand.
That was Jordan Ward, Junie, Brennan Rubber. I want to talk about. I'll talk about some music, then maybe talk about some coaches, and then honestly, man, I'm done for the day. It's been a lot of talking. Music, Key Glock dropped an album. It was pretty good. He's kind of been one of the most consistent rappers in a sense that, like, you know exactly what you're getting from him every time you listen to an album. But he changes it up just enough that it's like, okay, you know, this is a good album. I think him, he's like that. Lil Tecca's like that. I'm not gonna make that much of a hot take today. But I give though like Larry June in that, where it's like, you know what you're getting. But the music is still really, really good. But yeah, I did like his album. Got to re-listen to it again, but it was pretty cool. And yeah, shout out Key Glock. But as for like the NBA stuff, a little bit. Coaches. A lot of coaches have extended. The Grizzlies coach, Tuomas Amasalo, gets the full-time job, which was a little surprising to me because he kind of blew a 30-point lead in the playoffs. But I think giving him one more year is going to be cool. We'll see what happens with that. Mitch Johnson from the Spurs, he gets the full-time job. Don't know how I like that one. I kind of think, I always thought Mike Malone was like the shoe-in for that job, but apparently he's holding out for another job, maybe the next one. Depending on what happens with this Knicks-Celtics series, that is very, very, very close in the first quarter. So I don't know. Another coach, Will Hardy, got extended. I'm glad. I think he's like a real, real underrated coach. I think the reason why the Jazz rebuild hasn't been going great is because the coach is really good and he's been winning them too many games to tank. But and like the offense is really good. I think he's responsible for he's responsible for Lauri Markkanen getting like paid because he got him like a almost all NBA season a few years ago. And yeah, he's done a lot with like not too much great talent. So I think that's an extension deserved. But yeah, back on the Mitch Johnson thing though. Yeah, I don't know. I would have probably moved in another direction. I feel like there were some things he tried to get a little too cute with the Spurs late season. But we'll see. I think the Spurs are going to have a real upgrade in talent. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does with a full year of Wemby and De'Aaron Fox and Stephon Castle and who knows what trades they make. Maybe they make a swing and trade for Giannis. We'll see what happens. Any other coaches? I feel like there was one more. I think I talked about the Doug Christie one. Oh yes, I did talk about the Christie one. I feel like they should have moved on, and it kind of felt like that was like an owner decision. But we'll see about that one. And yeah. Oh my god, I almost dropped my laptop. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on in the NBA. It's gonna be fun. Next week, I'll probably be here next week. talk about some more hoops. But yeah, I'll be back.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number?
Get money. New money.
This one you been waiting on.
Hey.
Rich boy selling that. All them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy selling that. All them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac. Selling it, all the haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac. Took it to the top, top, got the damn top drop. Two color flip flop in the red lollipop.
So I was in the parking lot.
But I still got my cock, new money, mother. Don't you see the big dot? Don't you see the big tight? Don't you see the big grill? Wonder who they hating on lately, baby, this hill. Penny Pike, Gator, Skid Seats, call me John D. Hoping you hood, I'm the one that you wanna be. Haters wish they could, feel the wood in my 83. Ride with no tits, so the mother know it's me. Rich boy selling that, all them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy selling that, all them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Slip, I never fall. A lot of hoes give me their numbers, but I never call. A real OG looking VIP and see a player ball. Then after we hit the club, baby, I'ma hit them draws. Yeah, I'ma break you off.
And that's all.
Every freak should have a picture of my
dick on their walls.
Hold on, be the shit, don't hold, be the click. Yeah, this for my
dog.
Yeah, gangsters, hustlers, wasters, busters.
Wait a minute, motherfucker.
Rich boy selling that. All the haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy selling it. All them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac. Hit the block on some new $10,000 wheels. Kind of explain how I feel. Touch a gator on the wheel. Got peanut butter, ice cream, Peter Pan seat. Just got a fresh cut. Now we're looking for the freaks. Take a bad yellow. Make a drop them balls. I'ma show you how to bow. Middle finger to the law. So, them sweat. They wanna do. Hiding on the bread. Cause my legs skate. 22 when I pull up. I'ma bump right at the front. Pour lean in my cup. Got perfect in my. I'm a real pimp. So I ain't playing like a trick. Just bought a new leg and put the fangs on that rich boy. Selling it. All them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy selling it. All them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, on that.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that, bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
The paint chipper, ice in my range glitter, I straight flipper, the
cheese like a pancake. Rolling from trees like the leaves in my handbreaker. Project Pater, attracting damn pieces. I'm dirty southern, rich gray gold teeth. Some of her making sis, but some of her making dollars. I keep a band bro, though, and a pop collar. Put my money in my hand.
Now when it comes to getting bread, I got the keys to the bakery. A lot of dudes sweating, playing, man, they some fakery. Let me catch a girl about some working in my sight. And believe I'm gonna be at you in the daylight with a flashlight. I'm trying to get paid, I have a money in pay. A lot of dudes like to pay ladies to get laid. For me, I ain't no pimp.
Drunk, smoking, trying to get a paycheck for work. For a game, get this wide stay in a girl, it'll keep the. Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar, popping, popping my collar, popping, popping my collar. Ever since I can remember, I've been working these. Then they gotta put my money in my hand.
In my hand.
Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar, popping, popping my collar, popping, popping my collar. Ever since I can remember, I've been working.
that Bentley coupe and take it to the chop shop. Oh. I know we not, y'all. Oh. If it may pop off, I'll answer the question, will I get your block? Nah, nah. Hit what it is, bro. Look out with Kia, bro. I'm in your hood. If you a gangster, what you here for? Somebody better get, bro, before he get sent for. Say you wanna squash it, what you still talking for? I got it.
All right, that was What You Know by T.I. I got one more song, and then I'll be on my way. What am I playing? I kind of don't know what I'm playing. But, yeah, I'll be back probably next week if I had to, guess. And, yeah, we'll see what happens with basketball. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking right now. But yeah, we'll be back at the same time, same location next week. And yep.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m., located at the first floor lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services